Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very, very well, thank you. I'm excited about the fashionable figure you've brought in today, sort of brought up by Rob Bollocks a few weeks ago. Who are we talking about here?
I thought we'd talk about Tallulah Bankhead, and it actually is thanks to Rob that I'm doing this because I didn't know anything about her at all.
I also wasn't familiar with her, and Rob brought in a quote on the Mind Trench a couple of weeks ago.
Oh,
and
it's so good.
It's just opened this whole amazing treasure trove about this woman who I, you know, really didn't ever hear of her before. So who is Tallulah Bankhead, Penny? Who are we talking about?
Maybe can I just start with a couple of quotes because she is amazing.
Go on.
So one of them is, if I had to live my life again, I'd make the same mistakes again, only sooner. Say anything about me, darling, as long as it's not boring.
Excellent. That is a good one to live by.
This one is, it's the good girls that keep diaries. Bad girls never have the time.
Excellent. So who are we talking about? Who is Tallulah Bankhead?
So she was a very well-known actor who started in the silent films, went to theatre, and then went back into the talkies as such,
right.
Which is kind of quite rare because a lot of the time when silent film actresses, you know, when they went to do tests for talkies, their voice didn't quite match.
Right.
But
okay.
Tallulah Bankhead, she actually had a voice like Selma from The Simpsons because she
had chronic
bronchitis, and she also was reputed to have smoked 120 cigarettes a day.
That is
so outrageous and just like definitely not true, but I love the audacity of it, like everyone being like, ah, she just never without a cigarette in her hand, you know.
Yeah, well, when you think about it, that's six packets. That's just insane. Like insane to me, you know.
It gives you a good picture of the woman we're talking about though.
Yeah, she was born in 1902 in Alabama into a political family, and her mother died at childbirth, and so she was brought up with her father and her older sister, but her older father, like her father and mother had been like, it was like true love kind of story, so he was very devastated when his wife died, and he once said that, you know, Eugenia needs to be looked after. That's the older one.
Right.
But Tallulah can look after herself. And it kind of ended up playing out into her life like that.
Crikey.
Mm. Yeah. So she came from wealth, and but her sister was seen to be older and like seen to be prettier and everything. So she kind of, Tallulah kind of had to perform for attention. And I think that kind of also relays in her dress sense, you know?
Yeah.
So she kind of, right from the start, was wearing all the fashions. And what's quite interesting about Tallulah Bankhead is that she also was, she became like a pivotal figure that influenced a lot of stories. So she is said to be the inspiration behind Cruella de Vil from 101 Dalmatians. And apparently, you know, it was because it was everything to do with about the 1940s femme fatale gone wrong.
Right.
The fact that she was, you know, a Hollywood hellraiser, an heiress. She wore massive fur coats. But apparently in her time in the theatre in London, she had a Bentley that she used to drive around really crazily.
And
oh my God.
Yeah, and she used to get lost. So she would pay taxi drivers to drive her home, and she would follow them. So she, you know, like almost like dial a driver, but you know.
So in her Bentley, she would drive behind the taxi.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't Cruella drives a Bentley? Yeah, I think that's right. Cruella,
yeah, I think so.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's so fantastic.
Yeah, but the other character that Tennessee Williams once said that she was, the inspiration for was Blanche DuBois from A Streetcar Named Desire.
Oh.
Yeah,
wow. Between those two cultural references, you get quite a good picture of a character from her.
Yeah. And I guess, like, you know, so through the 20s and everything, she was wearing her flappers outfits. You know, she had her hair pin curled, and she had the smoky eyes and dark lips, you know, that was totally reminiscent of that era. There's a really amazing picture kind of story on Town and Country Mag of all her kind of promotional outfits for film, and I guess my favorite is It's number 7. I sent you the link and I'll post it online for the Instagram page. But she's wearing this massive hat and leaning on a plinth and smoking it. Oh no, she's not smoking a cigarette, but it's just an amazing outfit. But
every picture of her, there's a cigarette just off camera.
yeah. And this is a promo shot for the Little Foxes, and she's wearing like a high collared cape and lace jab up for the play. And it's just, you know, she was photographed for Vogue, so she was really well known. But I guess what she was more well known for was actually her party lifestyle, and maybe less than her, you know, sure, her fashion, but she liked to take her clothes off at any opportunity. And apparently it was like, it wasn't because of exhibitionism, but it was more because of she wanted to let people know that she had emotional freedom, you know. So that's in cool. a way, she was also kind of acting out in her, or acting her personal life.
She sounds like a pretty incredible person, sort of almost outside of her time a little bit.
Yeah, she had lots of relationships with men and women. And at the time, you know, that wasn't seen to be very good, I guess. But it sounds like she was a completely free spirit that was sometimes misunderstood, which is quite tragic. But she was very hardworking, very talented as an actor. One of the things that I end up coming across was her in the 60s Batman. And,
oh, cool.
Her and Batman are sitting down to have a drink, and she's like, you know, oh, can I offer you a spirit? And he's like, I don't drink champagne. I only drink milk, which doesn't make sense, but they end up having milk. And she's like, oh, so this is what milk tastes like, in her husky Selma voice.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Pretty funny. But she was also known to out-party the best of them, and her kind of catchphrase was, just press on.
Just
like with
press
anything.
On.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's definitely a bit of a mood of the moment, I have to say. Just press on. Just get on with it. Excellent.
Yeah. So if you want to find out about an interesting character who, yes, dressed fashionably, but I think her personality was actually more her kind of wow factor, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think she would have been someone who was exceptionally fun to be around if she liked you, I'd say.
You wouldn't make an enemy of Tallulah Bankhead, no. I've been enjoying looking through some photos as we've been talking, and every picture that she's in, she is the focus of the image. Like, whatever the situation, or there's like a picture of her on some talk show where the Beatles are also in it, and somehow she is still the centre of attention in that picture. It's fantastic. She seems amazing.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like she, or doesn't seem like she lost any validity with age. You know how, like, Hollywood is so ageist. I think because she was so hardworking and so talented, she always had that respect, a bit like Bette Davis, you know?
She fought for that corner, and she's going to stick it out.
Yeah, the weird picture, if anyone ends up looking at about this, is her letting the bird eat out of her mouth. It's a bit weird.
Hey, that seems like the least surprising thing of all of the facts you've brought in about her this morning. Thank you for bringing in Tallulah Bankhead today. Truly an icon in lots of senses there. Who are we going to be talking about next week? You had any ideas yet, or...?
No, I'm not sure yet. I might go down the old Hollywood road.
Fabulous. Well, it is pretty glamorous. Thank you very much, Penelope Noir, for bringing us Tallulah Bankhead today, aka original Cruella De Vil. We'll talk to you again soon, and we'll hear you on the radio later today.
Okay, see you later.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad, and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep.